discuss different aspects of the Chava in Gan Eden. After eating from the Eitz Hadas, it wasn't just an Aveira. The whole nature of the human being was changed. Every one of us is aware of ourselves as a physical being, as a spiritual being. And sometimes it's a conflict who the real person is. I really want to eat this, but the Torah says no. So it's basically saying the I is the one that eats the food. Who that I is? It's a very complex part of human psychology. After eating from the Eitz Hadas, Adam and Chava both became Balei Taiva. Their Taivas became an integral part of their being and their identity. And that's why, once that happened, it's necessary for them to be clothed. Vayikra Hashem Elokim lo Adam, Vayomer lo Vayekra. Where are you? The Forshman said, Yeko doesn't mean where are you, Akash Baruch knew where it was. It means, what madrega are you? How far have you fallen? What's happened to you? And he said, now that I'm Baal Taiva, my own identity, that with my physical identity, I have to clothe myself. I didn't have any clothes. So Kaddish Baruch Hu said, listen, if you feel that way, it must be you ate from the Eitz Hadas. So the fundamental part of tshuva and of change is taking responsibility for what you did. And that is what Adam HaRishon did not do. At this point, Adam HaRishon still had the ability to reverse things. He had taken full responsibility for what he had done. But he didn't. And that's a basic human trait. We justify ourselves, therefore we can't change ourselves, we can't improve ourselves. Medrash says that all the Marishan got an unbelievable onesh, he's thrown out of Gan Eden. On the other hand, Kayin, who ostensibly did a much more serious Avera, didn't get such a serious onish. So the Medrash said, after Kayin got punished, he bumped into Adam HaRishon. And Adam HaRishon said, why'd you get off so easily? And he said, I did wrong, and I admitted it right away. Took full responsibility for what I did. Adam didn't do that. He blamed someone else. And that's a basic part of human change. Until you have Hakara Sachet, you can't have tshuva. Until you understand what you did. You can't change and get back to where you were. Isha Shinosati Modi. It's her fault. But what did he say? Va'ochel. Doesn't say va'ochalti. The Major says that means I've changed, and I'm going to be the way I am. I'm very comfortable the way I am with a new Adam. Once he said, Ochel, I don't take responsibility, and I'm very comfortable with the new person I've become. That's what I want to be. So the way back is closed. It's the Nochesh's fault. He didn't ask him, so what do you do? Gemara says that you do not give a Mesis, he's not given the opportunity to defend himself. This is an easy defense. Nochesh has an easy defense. I told him nothing wrong with eating. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there is something wrong, so why'd she listen to me? She listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And but who's a Mesis? A Mesis is someone who uses his persuasive powers to get another person to do an Avera. And well, he does have an excuse that who told the person to listen to me, but knowing that human beings are weak, the Torah said has no business using whatever persuasive or personal powers he has to convince a person to do something wrong. And you don't give him a chance to defend himself without defense. Now we get to the Klola. What is an animal stuffed in this world? He eats, reproduces, and roams. All of that will happen with difficulty. This specific serpent that we view today as a serpent was once not. Doesn't mean all serpents were that way. There's a specific serpent that once had legs and lost its legs. You will become a serpent like other serpents. Why? Why is that a fitting punishment for the Nochash, to become a serpent like all other serpents? It means moving around will be difficulty. You'll crawl on your stomach. You eat dirt. There'll be tension between you and human beings. And Chazal say, and the length of time that you'll have to give children, the gestation time will be 7 years. And there are many, many serpents that have that gestation period. Not all of them. The Nochash is one of those that is a serpent that has a gestation period of 7 years. So some light-minded idiots say, well, there are others that don't. Okay. But Chazal knew exactly which serpent it was. Ishama told Isha, childbirth and rearing and bringing up children will be difficult. It'll be psychological. You'll be dependent on your husband. And he, if he abuses that dependence, will use it to rule over you. It's the ability for a husband to use the wife's dependence on him in a negative way. Doesn't mean he should. And Adam said, was told, your parnasa will be with difficulty. They're all told that their basic tasks in this world will come with difficulty, and the relationships will be with difficulty. And that's a simple thing. When Adam Rishon previously was in Gan Eden, his identity was that he's a spiritual being. He's going to use his goof to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So life being easy, no pressures, everything available, like Klai Yisrael had in the Midbar, is not a danger. But when a person becomes a Baal Taiva, his taivas become an integral part of his being, then having everything available to the ease of Gan Eden is very dangerous. And to control the Obam, life had to be difficult. Vayomer Hashem Elokim, Hein Ha'odom Hoyo Ke'achad Mimeno. An Adam is created with Tzelem Elokim. He is given tremendous intellectual powers, personal powers. Hoyo Ke'achad Mimeno L'Das Tov V'Ra. Yatov. So, and Das Tov V'Ra means, and he doesn't have clear moral view what's right and wrong. His time is just confusing. And that's what's the danger. And Vayishalcheyu Hashem Elokim Migan Eden. Hashem Baruch Hu threw him out. Vayigoresh Hasadam. He told him to leave, but that's not enough. He had to throw him out. No one wants to leave Gan Eden. That ends too easy. He made sure he couldn't come back. The whole story is a story about ourselves. It's a story about our generation. We live in a difficult generation. The post-Second World War saw an unbelievable growth in technology. Contribute tremendous ease of life, unparalleled wealth that was never in the history of the world, and it's produced exactly what the Torah said it didn't want to have. People with all the talent in the world, all the technological ability in the world, they have the ability to do whatever they want, but they're volatile, and they can use all of that to twist morality and twist what's right and wrong, and for doing nothing else but spending their lives justifying their title. The end of Bereishis, story of the Dor HaMabul. Dor HaMabul was a similar door. When Noach is born, tremendous shepherd Rocha came to this world. And the reaction was unlimited title. No limitations. No moral limitations. Creating false taivas never existed before. Twisting taivas. Because that's the be-all and end-all of life. And that's why it began on that. And then when the person stops and thinks only about himself and his money and his taiva, etc., so society breaks down. And the sign of society breaking down was Gezel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Em Chesod, get rid of the human being. A society that's based on unlimited capacity to pursue divers, with the wealth, the money around, and technology around, is going to destroy itself someday. And that's the story. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw him out, gave human beings an opportunity. It's only loss of Lavo. It's only loss of Lavo. And when Mashiach comes and human beings will uplift themselves, be able to go back to such a life. And it's a story of story of our lives. Now, there's certain negative things in the club. In 1848, when a gentleman by the name of Morton introduced general anesthesia, so he was opposed tremendously by the church. Why? Because I understood that if there's going to be something like a general anesthesia, then women in childbirth who don't want to suffer childbirth will have a general anesthesia. And that's what it was until the early 60s. All babies were born with general anesthesia. And they said, so what's wrong with that? They didn't say the health of the baby, the health of the mother. They said, no, the klala said she's supposed to suffer. Now, that's a klala. It says the Catholic Church never went over to a very wealthy man who had an easy life and says, Torah says she's supposed to earn a parnosa with great difficulty and suffering. Never said that. It's a klala. But in the klala, there are a number of things. First, Warren Kedushin of Beit HaBeis says, why is it that a man pursues a shidduch more actively and aggressively than a woman does? And it says because woman was taken from man for his feeling of completion is going to be more active in looking for a mate. That meant that other Marishan, most psychologically, the Gemara says, most psychologically dependent on Chava, and Chava was dependent on other Marishan. And she used that in a negative way to convince him to eat from the Eitz HaDaas. So the Torah says, so part of the Kol is, Elishech Teshukosech, you'll be dependent on him. To reverse that, each one is mutually dependent on the other. But that dependence is, he can abuse that by being Moshelbach. And there is a mitzvah in the Torah. According to many peoples, that a husband is commanded not to abuse it and to be concerned for his wife's well-being. There's no mitzvah in the Torah what woman has to be concerned for her husband's well-being. That's considered part of the nature of a woman. But since a man can abuse her that, and Yim Shabbos is a negative thing, so then the mitzvah in the Torah of Sima Chasishto Ashalakach, that he is mitzvah, the mitzvah in the Torah, to make sure that his wife's happy, his wife's satisfied, and not to abuse their relationship. Now, there are other parts. A human being is a Baal Taiva. I mentioned the Shmuz past week. A human being a Baal Taiva, the mitzvah lo sasurach relevavchem, do not let Taiva dominate you. These are mitzvahs that are meant to correct some of the issues that came as a result of the klola. Other Marishan go out, the Chava go out of Gan Eden. Two sons, Cain and Hevel. Cain and Hevel have a whole world to themselves. And they're fighting. Cain and Hevel are fighting. So the Gemara says, what sense does it make the two are fighting? You take the northern hemisphere, I'll take the southern hemisphere. Single people, they can. What is one person? He doesn't have enough in the northern hemisphere, the southern hemisphere, the eastern hemisphere, the western hemisphere. The whole world. You take Asia, I'll take Europe. Okay, two individuals. Okay. And we'll split Africa between the two hemispheres. Okay. So what are they fighting about? So Major says, that they divided the world. The human beings want everything. Now, by Tosef Oled is Zochiv as Hevel. Now the Mandama says, no. Okay, there's Cain and Hevel, who they're supposed to marry, how they're supposed to reproduce. So with each of them, they had a twin. But there were two boys, and Akash Baruch Hu made three girls. And they were fighting over who's going to have two wives. That's what Rashi says. That's the Pshat Rashi. People fight over their taifas. Each one wants to maximize his taifa. Vayola Kayin Mipriyo Adomo Min Chol Asher. They realized right after Bria's Olam, they understood that if they have success in what they were doing, they have to express Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kayin brought me Priyo Adoma, says Rashi Min HaGarua. He wasn't willing to give up anything. I have to do it, I'll do it begrudgingly. I'll give a small amount. Hevel Hevi Gamhu. Here, Sfasemes points out, what do we say? Odom ki Yaakov mikim, posukim vayikru. According, you're supposed to be being part of yourself. Hevel came part of himself, it wasn't resentful. Vayisha Hashem el Hevel, Gal Melchosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted Hevel's korban, didn't accept God's korban. So he didn't feel he himself owed anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a technicality I have to get rid of. I'm going to do it in the minimal way possible. Two different ways people do mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays attention to one, doesn't pay attention to the other. And Vayom Hashem el Kayin. Why are you angry? Hello, M. Tate says. It's up to you. You want to have a proper attitude towards Avodah? Fine. And if not, M. Tate, then the Yetzer will take over you. You have, right now, you have Bechir Chavshis. Who's going to rule your life? The fact that you want to hold on to everything and weren't willing to give up anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, it means your Yetzirah, your Taiva is dominating your life. And if so, in Yom HaDin, you're going to be destroyed. That's your option. The person has Taivas, he also has a mitzvah b'chira chofshis. And Kayin is about taifa. He's unwilling to give up his idea that it all is mine, and deeply psychologically, technically, he knows he has to recognize that Kodesh Baruch is the source of everything. But deep down, he's willing to accept, is unwilling to accept it. His taifa sakesef is too overwhelming. His gaiva is too overwhelming. But that means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to treat you in a secondary way. And that he's unwilling to do. So there's only one way to get everything. He wants everything. He wants to be number one in this world in physical achievement. He wants to be number one in this world in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. So what does he do? He gets rid of his competition. Destroys him. Ayom Hashem El Kayim, Eyev El Achicha. The issue with these is telling how human beings live their lives. And there's Baruch Hu deals with people who live their lives in a certain way. says, "Hey, Hevel Ochicha, what happened to Hevel?" Ulai Yashua, he gave an opportunity to do tshuva, says Rashi. Yomani haraktif chotosi ulcha. I killed him, and I did a crime against you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, murder is a horrible crime. In today's mentality, it's a horrible crime, it's a crime against a person. No, it's a crime against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "But you killed him. I'm confronting you with that." And then he says, "Godo avoni meso." He admitted. Adam Rishi never admitted anything. He says, "V'ochel, I'll keep doing it." And therefore, it became a permanent part of him, and therefore when he's thrown out of Gan Eden, he has to be thrown out of Gan Eden. You're not allowed to have access to such to too easy of a life. Cain is given a klola that as much as the world is going to be hard, it's going to be even harder. What you thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made your parnosa easier and you succeeded, just to show you that parnosa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your parnosa would be harder. What misled you? Everything is midah connected midah. What misled you? That even though there's a klal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still didn't make it so hard. He says, "I'll make it harder," and you'll understand that whether it's parnosa is easy or parnosa hard comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Called me'achicha, says Rashi. Why is it called Damochicha? Yomo v'dam zarosa. A person is punished not only what he did, but for all the consequences. Hevel had no children. Hevel had no children. So you killed him, and you killed his children, his children's children, his children's children, not so called adults. The consequences of what you've done is overwhelming. A person is punished not only for what he did, but for all the consequences. A person is rewarded not only for what he did, but for all the consequences of what he did. Why does a child say Kaddish after a parent? Parents' din in Gan Eden is what he did in this world, but also the consequences of what he did, how his children are behaving, and how that children are behaving is a if they behave right, so what he did has good consequences, he's rewarded. Behave wrong, he's punished. That's the consequence of what he did. Novenot hereabouts, the wander the earth looking for parnas. Ayom Kaya Hashem. Now, he doesn't say my onish is too big. Gol avoni minso. Now that I'm confronted with the evil I did, it's overwhelming. When Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, "Called me achicha tzokam alayim en adama," that you didn't kill one person, you killed all of the generations. Stop and think the consequences of what you've done. And Cain answers, "It's too hard. When I now understand what I've done, you confronted with me, you think it's too overwhelming for me to bear." And it's a simple shot. Go to Avoni Mirza. That's why the Medrash says, "Oh, the Mauritian didn't do tshuva." He said, I'll continue doing what I'm doing. He never accepted responsibility. He never realized what he was told is an onesh. And then he said, I'm going to have to throw him out with no way back. Kayin is different. That's why. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Kayin, yes, hang on. He says, well, Yisin over no Boretz. I have no place. I'll just wander the world. And people said, people kill me. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll protect you. No one's going to kill me. We'll discuss many aspects of Kayin B'Havel. Not next week. Next week I have to be in England on the way to the Ulman Chasna. So following Friday, we'll finish up the story of Kayin B'Havel.